everyone. Welcome back to Dad Space, the space for dads by dads, a podcast just for you. And today, Rod is joining me here on the podcast. As I look at him on my screen, there's an amazing backdrop of all of his amazing books in his library. And then he jumped up and he walked through the through the background. And I'm like, what is going on? So it's a virtual background for us right now, but does take a snapshot of his from his home. And so I'm really glad to have Rod here on the podcast. Rod, welcome to Dad's.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Dave.
It's amazing to have you here. Another dad with dad stories to share with our audience. Tell everybody, Rod, you're joining us from a very unique location as we record. But where's home base for you?
Home base is California, Southern California. I'm in Escondido, California, inside San Diego County. But right now I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina, sitting in my RV. I get over here a few times a year. Seems like more now that my mom's been under the weather. But that's where I am right now.
Good. Excellent. Well, right from the RV, straight to our listening ears. I love this. It's great to have you here. Tell us, you're an author as well, Rod. Tell us a little bit about the book that you've written recently, and you're going to come on my Living the Next Chapter podcast to go more depth on that. So everyone, you're going to head over there soon and hear more about the book in detail, but tell us a little bit about your book as well.
So a couple years ago, I created a game, and the game is called Why Be Angry, and it's designed to help couples stay together one issue at a time. And so last year I decided to write a book. It's called Why Be Angry, where it walks couples through the process and of how to play the game. And, you know, some of my learning experiences, I was working on it and stuff like this. So it's a relatively small book. I think it's 68 pages, but that's really because the game is so simple. Simple enough to work for everybody. I'm just a regular guy. My master's degree is in software engineering. And so as you can imagine, that gave me no benefit for the psychology stuff. I have no formal training in psychology or family therapy. And so I just came up with something really simple. And I think the power behind that is that if a regular guy can come up with something simple enough that works, then regular couples, regular people, regular dads should be able to take advantage of it and use it.
So how long has the game been out then?
So the game has been out in, I think since 21, probably I started recordings. I was doing testing in the summer, and I think I started recording people around November 2021, something like that.
What's the big idea of the game? Kind of give us a concept of what this is like and what's it like to play your game. I'm very curious.
Okay. So let me give you the background then. So I always tell people my wife is a wonderful person, and she is. But after being married for about 10 years, I decided I wanted out. I was just unhappy. And my wife hadn't done anything, you know. It's just that I was unhappy. So we went to marriage counseling, and the first 4 weeks, David, they were assessing us to see if we were suitable for counseling. Because, you know, if she's always say if she's was beating on me or if I was an alcoholic, then we'd need our own separate counseling. So, but on the fifth week, they told us that we were suitable for counseling and we would get another eight or 12 weeks of counseling. Well, on the fifth week, we got kicked out of counseling. Mainly because I was being stubborn. I didn't want to do this exercise that the counselor was asking us to do. But a couple of days later, I said to myself, Lord, if I'm going to stay in this marriage, I need to see some progress right now. And so I started working on something that I was hoping would help other couples not go through what my wife and I had experienced. And as I was doing that, I realized I really didn't have any big issues. It's just that if my wife and I would have been able to resolve our disagreements as they occurred, that meant we would have been talking to each other and understanding each other better, and our bond would have just grown stronger. So I started working on something to help people resolve disagreements, and this is what I came up with, couples coaching with instant results. So it just works. So what happens is the couple first has to agree on one issue to resolve, just one. So he's not going to be complaining to her about cooking, and he's while she's complaining to him about the yard, if that's their roles. And so they agree on one issue, and then that issue is going to be broken up into several different details. So and they convert that issue into a yes or no question. And that's what I'm usually pretty good at helping people do, make that issue into a yes or no question. Maybe like, should we buy a new car? Now, my most popular issue has been, should she initiate sex more often? But believe it or not, they just like all the others, they resolve this every time. So once they agree on the issue, then, oh yeah, the dads might like to watch some of those videos. If they go to my YouTube channel, it's Why Be Angry. But if you type in the letter Y, the letter B, and the word angry all together, my channel will come up. And I've got a few different categories. One of the categories is, I think, called More Sex. And another one is raising and disciplining kids. And another one is about finance. And another one is I need more help, because usually one of the partners are asking for more help from the other one. Anyway, so then what they do is they take that single issue and they break that down into different details. So we've converted the issue into a yes or no question. So maybe his answer is yes and her answer is no. Then he's going to write down all the details to support his yes position, while she writes down all the details to support her no position on this issue. And then I have them rank those issues on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being most relevant. And then what they do is they put all the details together and they will talk about those details, just one detail at a time, which means they're focusing even more. So one of the reasons why it works a lot is we're focusing on just one thing. A lot of times, and a lot of your guys, I'm sure they can relate that the guy and girl, they just aren't arguing about the same thing sometimes. He's trying to talk to her about one thing and she's fussing at him about something else. I'm not saying either party is wrong. I'm just saying it's easier to resolve the issue if we focus on the same issue.
That's smart. It's very smart.
So, David, this process, you'll be surprised to hear that no matter how long the issue has been, it can be 10, 20, 30, 40 years. On average, the couples are resolving their disagreements in less than 26 minutes. So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, usually when I go to a person's house to record, I'm usually in and out in an hour. That includes setting up the camera and the lights and everything. And I'm talking to them about the process. But once we start playing, on average, it's going to settle in less than 26 minutes. 30, 40, 50, 45 years, doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. There's only three ground rules, main ground rules, David. One, they have to be honest about whatever they have agreed to talk about. Because, you know, if they're going to be telling fibs, then no sort of counseling is going to work, right?
No. Right.
The second one is, which is really big, they both need to want to be in the relationship. They have to both want the relationship to work. And it will work with adults and kids, but they have to be mature kids. A 30-year-old lady is not going to be able to convince her 15-year-old son why he should be home by 10 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last thing is they have to be able to count to 14. Because they're just 14 simple steps. Now, steps are simple to me. And once you learn the process, the steps are real simple, but they're just 14 steps. And I say simple because, you know, the steps might not be what they're used to, the way they're used to handling their disagreements. And
okay. So when you started this, Rod, did you test this game out at home, like completely before you went into the world? Like, tell me a little bit about the behind the scenes about creating all this, because you have a, I can tell how you think. You're very logical. Everything's got a path. I can see how your mind's working, but what is this like in real life at home?
So I haven't played it at home too much, actually. But when I first did the test, I tested it on my wife. My wife and I had a disagreement. And so when I said it was nothing. This is the game. This is what the game looks like. The first few pages are instructions. They're color coded. I don't know if you can see the color or not. And they're numbered.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you get to the card, this book has just a bunch of cards in it. There are numbers on the card. And like I said, the cards are color coded. So you know where to go. But when I first started this, I had 3x5 cards and I was just writing on them. And just to make it look good. I mean, have it organized a little bit. And then when I was driving across country, I remember stopping at a gas station and making a bunch of copies of it so that when I arrived at my buddy's in Texas, I could try it on his family. So my wife was the first one. And that worked. I was really excited about that because I have the idea that if two reasonable people have the same data in their heads, they'll come up with the same reasonable conclusion if they're reasonably compatible. And so when I played the game with my wife, she was in disagreement. You know, we had a yes or no situation. And then as we were playing the game, she says, oh, if it went that way, then you're right to feel the way you do. Those are her exact words. And I was like, okay, so this thing works. And so the next I tried it on my son and his wife. And theirs was kind of funny. It was still just 3x5 cards at that time. Actually, my son was the first set of 3x5 cards. Me and my wife was doing it on just regular letter size paper. So, and I tried it on my son and it worked really, really, really good. The funny thing about that situation is after the game, after they played, the wife didn't look real happy. And to me, they had resolved this big issue. And I said, well, aren't you happy about it? She goes, yeah, if you don't make me feel bad about whatever they resolve. And I don't have that one recorded, so I don't want to tell the issue. But that really brought out some stuff for my son, because now he knows not to talk about a certain things when she's going through a certain thing. And he just learned a lot in that one game.
Good.
And it always works, David. Because they're writing down all their details, they get to get everything out. And so there's nothing that's left swept under the rug. So a lot of times, as you can imagine, with guys and girls, maybe the gal just agreed just for her to be quiet. Or maybe she'll just agree just to go with his way so that things will be easier. But this way, everybody gets to get everything out. I believe in most relationships, one person is more articulate and maybe more dominant, and that person is able to get their point across more, which leaves the other person losing or lost or holding stuff in. So a lot of my players say that this game sort of levels the playing field because everybody gets to get their share out, their point out. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I like it. So, okay, you get invited into people's homes to do this, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Hey, first of all, like, you know, hey, Rod's coming over. We're going to play a game. It's like, Rod who? Play what game? Right. What now? And here you are in the home sitting there with these couples. That's amazing. But if you could kind of encapsulate, Rod, some of the big learnings you've heard through conversations with couples as they play the game and come to some realizations, what can we talk to dads about today here on the podcast that you've kind of got, okay, I'm seeing some threads from couples to couples, situations to situations, where there seems to be these common little things I'm hearing. What can help a dad today listening to the podcast based on the gameplay? Do you have any kind of words of wisdom or some thoughts we could share with dads?
I think so. But before I answer that, I want to tell you something I'm excited about that happened since you and I last talked. Wednesday before last, a lady reached out to me who had been reaching out to me for about 2 years now. But she never purchased the game. And I don't know if she purchased the book or not. And she was always have these complaints about what's going on with her and her spouse. So she agreed to take my program. And I told her I was going to come down there, all the way down to I forget the name all of a sudden. Near the bottom of Florida.
Okay. Okay.
So, but on my drive, so I leave a message on my Facebook page telling people this, and I told people I was going to help them resolve 5 issues Saturday and 5 issues Sunday. I knew they had a lot of issues. So, I mean, most people, I just do 1 or 2. So, on the way down there, I was like, oh no, I forgot. Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. So that kind of threw a wrench in that. I didn't want to be in their house. I wanted to be somewhere else watching the game, and I don't want them rushing through it. So what I ended up doing is we got started around 9:30 Saturday morning, and in less than 12 hours, they had resolved 9 issues, 9. And that included them taking me to lunch and driving me around town, showing me the remnants of Hurricane Iona or something like that. Yeah. So I'm just saying that, wow, to say this is really possible for people to resolve long-term disagreements. The first one we did was, should he stop drinking so much? Now, that had been an issue, she said, for 25 years. And they resolved it on the first card, like most people do. So it was probably under 30 minutes. Then the next one was, the next one was something like, was one of his issues. Should she let me correct my mistakes? I guess she's on him a lot, or double checking him and questioning him a lot. Yeah. But the last one was, should we split the bills 50-50? Now that had been an issue for her, she said, for about 9 years, because since 2015, she's been carrying all the weight. So these were some major issues they resolved in less than 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that to say I'm really glad to say how much it works. And I know what I was saying. So I always usually follow up to see how things are going. So I called her like a Tuesday after that to see how things had been going. And she said, things are great. I texted him and he said, things are fine. So, you know, it's good. See? Yeah. Now, I think that your question was, what are some of the similarities that I see? So an advice I want to give the dads, I know it might sound like I'm promoting myself, but if they go to my YouTube channel, which is the letter Y, the letter B, and the word angry altogether, and whatever issue they're having with their spouse, if they sit there and watch that video together, because there are a ton of videos on there. If they watch that video together, they can learn from the other couple. So I told you that my most common issue is, should she initiate sex more often? Well, as I'm recording this, I'm saying to myself, well, man, seems like the guys are always kind of saying the same thing. And then on the other side, the girls are always kind of saying the same thing. So if someone's having an issue with their spouse, because one of them is, should he initiate sex more often? But if someone is having issues with their spouse initiating sex, if they sit down and watch the video, then their spouse will probably understand what another man is saying. Yeah. At the same time, these dads can understand the lady's point of view by watching what the lady said. So the longest one was 15 years. I stopped by to see a buddy in LaPorte, Texas, and I ended up recording his next door neighbor. And they did it on, should we initiate sex more often? And should she initiate sex more often? That issue had been, that had been an issue for 15 years. Wow. And like always, they actually, I don't know. I can't remember them specifically, but most people resolve it right away.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine, that's a big issue for people. And now that they're much happier. Now I do want to say, one day I went to see one couple, and the first step is they have to agree on one issue to settle. So I mentioned that to them, and the couple was hem-hawing trying to think of an issue. And I said, well, the last couple did it on, should we buy a new dryer? And the couple I was standing in front of said, well, that's not a big deal. And I said, well, yes, it is. If you're the one that has to kick this dryer every week, you might not feel like putting as much love in the food if that's your role. Or you might not feel like having sex that night. I just believe little issues permeate into other issues in our lives, and things just get worse and worse. So if we just take care of every little thing as it comes up, life will probably be so much, much better. Especially if another benefit of the game is, they say this game takes out, and it's my experience, the emotions from the issue. So when people are talking, there's never any yelling or screaming. I did a TED talk, and I'm really happy about that. But in the TED talk, I said, of all the people that I've recorded playing this game, nobody ever writes exclamation marks or profanity on the game. So there's no yelling, and there's no cursing in the game. And that makes it so much easier for people to resolve their disagreements, because nobody's throwing up defenses, because nobody's feeling attacked.
Yeah.
And I say that, I think I was going to say that it's so much easier to be happy and resolve disagreements when you know you can talk about things and it's not going to blow up and it's not going to be a big issue. When you can say, instead of saying, hey, honey, we need to talk. And usually our guys don't really want to hear that too much. But if the lady comes to him and say something like, hey, honey, let's play Why Be Angry. Then, you know, we're halfway there already, because you're willing to play and we're playing. It's supposed to be a kind of a fun time. Also, let me say, when you're watching the videos and you see couples laughing, they're not laughing. There are no jokes in the game. There's nothing funny in the game. All the cards are exactly the same. They're laughing because of what each other is saying, which never happens in an argument, you know? So we're much more resourceful when we're happy. So there's just a bunch of reasons why it works. But if you're having a certain issue with your spouse, if you search the channel, you might find, and the name of the channels are whatever the issue that couple is trying to resolve. Should he buy a Harley? Should he help me more at home? Should she initiate sex more often? Should he spank the kids? Look, man, I've had several instances where I said to myself, oh, I don't know if they're going to be able to settle this one when they tell me what issue they want to settle. And I just don't do that anymore, because it just works every time. The last big one was, should we spank the kids? And that doesn't sound like a huge issue, but the man grew up, he said, getting his butt whooped, right? His mom would say, this is going to hurt me more than hurt you. He says, no, that's not true. And the girl grew up never getting spankings. But that's not it. The big deal was they had four kids and the kids were hers. I was like, oh, no, you know, he can't be spanking her kids, or how she, you know, it was just so far apart. But they settled it right away. They settled it right away. One other time, can I tell us?
This is great.
The most exciting time I had with this is, I don't like to get up early in the morning, but I was in Charleston, South Carolina, and I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the RV still, at my buddy's house, and to get my RV somewhere in Georgia by noon. So I get there. The guy opens the door. He says, come on in. And the lady's upstairs. She says, I'll be down in a minute. The guy takes me over to the kitchen table. And now, for the background, he's retired military. And they've only, he's, I think, 46 and she's 42. And they've only been married for 1 year. He takes me to the table. I tell him, hey, the first step is you guys have to agree on just one issue to settle. And he says, oh, man, we've been fighting already this morning. I said to myself, oh, no, because you know, I need them to be in a good place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, she comes downstairs. Hey, how you doing? All happy and everything. So I'm like, okay, good. So I tell, we're sitting at the table, David, and I tell her, I repeat to her, okay, you guys have to agree on one issue to settle. That's the first step. And I don't know which one said something, but one of them mentioned something, and they started fussing. And not physically fighting. They were fussing. And I was like, hold on, hold on. Let's just play the game and we can settle that, I'm sure. And then the other person would mention another issue. And they were fighting about that. And I was like, hold on, wait, wait. Let's just play the game. I'm sure I can help you guys. About half a dozen or seven times, I went back and forth trying to get them to stop fighting about different issues they were bringing up. And I said to myself, oh, man. What are they going? What's going on? You know, I'm saying, I got up 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, to get off, drive over here, and I'm not even going to get to record a game. You know, I didn't have anything to do with what was going on with this couple, right? And now the guy says, I told you, and he did like this, I'm about done with this now. And I was like, oh, what? I said to myself, I was like, is he talking about the game or the marriage? Because we haven't even really started playing the game yet. And she said, I can go upstairs and pack my stuff right now. And he said something and she said, I can go upstairs and pack my stuff right now. And I said, let's just play. Okay, guys, let's just play this last issue. Should she clean the bathroom? And they agreed to it. And once they agreed to it and we started playing, I said to myself, oh, no, I might have gotten up this early in the morning and driven all this way to record my first loss, because at that time, the game and still the game was undefeated. Right. I was like, these guys aren't going to settle. But when you watch that 2 minute introductory video where the lady's going, yeah, that's her. That's that couple. So that's how we ended, with her going, yeah, you know, it was so cool. I couldn't wait to leave and call my wife and say, hey, and tell her what happened. It was amazing. It was just, you know, really, this game is just a tool that creates an environment where people can and helps them communicate clearly. And that's really it. A lot of people feel like they are good communicators and they may articulate well, but they don't listen well. You know, so and I'm going to go back and do some of my videos, because when I first started doing videos, I wanted the videos to be short. So I didn't post the recording of the people repeating themselves over and over again. But the most important steps in the game is steps 4 and 5, where one person has to repeat back to the other person what they believe they mean in their own words and ask, is that right? And couples would say they're good communicators, but when the spouse would say something and they have to repeat, so what you're saying to me is they'd have to do it 4 or 5 times sometimes before they would get it right. And as you can imagine, people aren't that resourceful when they're frustrated or angry, and you just don't get a good understanding of what your spouse or your partner really meant. So the game kind of cuts all that out and gives you a chance to make sure you understand what the person is saying so you can move on from there on the same page. So it keeps them on the same page the entire time.
Well, I love how the game is a nice way for you, even in the conversation, you can blame the game. Like, the question is here. We have to answer the question. We have to do the step. So it's the game's fault, right? It's not my fault to ask the question. It's not your fault if you don't like the question. It's the game's fault. So I like that. Rod, so where is the game available and the book? Like, how do we even find this
If they go to my website, ybeangry.net, or if they go to the letter Y, the letter B, angry, one word, .com, it all goes to the same place. But I just like to say ybangry.net now, the words ybangry. And you can get the book there. They can order the game there. And there's a couple links there. There's a short video. If they click that video for three free tips, and if they click that link for three free tips, I will send them a video and share some tips with them to help them resolve their disagreements without arguing. And that's really easy. I encourage people to do that. Also, near the bottom, you'll see a lot of links, and they are, you know, the titles might be, should she initiate sex more often, or should we buy a new car? Those are videos of couples actually playing the game to resolve that issue. So if you see your issue there, click it and just watch it. And it'll give you some insight on what might be going on with your partner and maybe how to resolve it. And the other thing is, you know, there's a how to play, why be angry there. So if they order the game, they can watch how to play. And it's not as, obviously won't be as good as me being there or doing a Zoom call with them, but it can get them well on their way to resolving the issue in just minutes.
I love it. I have your website up as we're talking. And you even got gear too. People can buy swag as well, which is kind of cool. I love that. Yeah.
You know, because my thought is if you're wearing your Why Be Angry shirt, it's just a reminder of the game you played with your spouse, or, you know, or if things going wrong, you can just point at the shirt, because, you know, it's kind of like your badge of honor. Because actually, I want to say once a couple learns how to play, they don't have to sit down so much and play the game. Like I said, the most important part to me in the game is when one party says to the other, so what you're saying to me is, to make sure they have an understanding of what their partner meant. So now all you have to do is walk around the house and say, so what you're saying to me is, because a lot of times it's just misunderstanding. You know, the guy might come home from a hard day's work, or the lady may come home from a hard day's work, and she just may say something that's kind of out of pocket. But if the guy says, wait, so what you're saying to me is, it gives that person a chance to say, no, that's not what I mean. And, you know, then you guys can stay calm. One of the big reasons why it works is because you have to write before you say something most of the time. And in writing, right, it slows communication down. So people aren't coming back with a quick defensive response. You have to think about what you're going to say as you're writing. So a lot of people feel like their writing part was huge.
Yeah, that's a nice combination between spoken word and written word. Because then you have to think about it too when you're writing, right? You have to put those thoughts into words. That's one step. But just saying something in the moment could be hurtful,
really,
in our relationship, right? So I like that.
I was saying on a podcast the other day that, you know, the sword is the tongue is like a double-edged sword. But, you know, it just doesn't have the same healing power as it does hurting. And, you know, so if you're able to write stuff down and say, that's not what I mean, then, you know, you get a chance to say the right thing to the other person.
Love it. Okay, so, Rod, so beyond the game, which we're going to go to your website and buy, because it sounds like a great idea to do this together. I'm excited for this. What is something a dad can do today in their relationship based on all the research, all the couples you've talked to, all the feedback you've got from people who bought the game and bought the book? What is something we can do today in our relationship to make things better than it's been ever in our entire relationship? What can we do?
So to answer that question, I would say sit down with your better half and ask them what is one issue they would like to resolve. And have the attitude as if you're playing the game, that with this game, you can't win by yourself. the relationship has to win or you both lose. So you both need to have the attitude that we are going to resolve this issue, whatever her problem is, together. And nobody's going to take things personally. And if you guys are agree on what you're going to talk about today, that's much better than her coming to talk to you about it when you don't want to talk about it. You're going to probably be defensive, but you showing that you care and you want to resolve something for her will help today. And I always encourage people when I'm there to give me the biggest, hardest issue that you have, or the one that's been going on the longest. So say what you feel like you need to say to free your partner up to speak freely. So let's resolve one issue today. And as you can imagine, if you're feeling kind of hopeless, like the relationship is going downhill and you can't talk to your man and all this kind of stuff, resolving something today will give you hope that you guys can talk and resolve something else later, right? So, and once that person has an issue, like she might say, I want to go out more. I want to have more dates. And then just have her write down all the reasons why she want to do that. And then you write down all the reasons why it's not feasible or you can't or why you haven't been. And then you guys talk about those just one at a time. If you just resolve one issue today, things will be better. The idea is just to resolve issues one at a time. Don't try to fix the whole relationship in a day, because you're probably not going to do that.
I think a lot of us live in a world of assumptions too, Rod, where I assume that my partner thinks this of me, or I assume that my partner knows this about me, but they might not know, or they might know the depths of what I feel. But we make these wild assumptions that we're married, we're in a relationship, so they just should know. But we don't talk about it.
That happens all the time. And we always think we know the other person. And we really don't, because they aren't able to share. Like, they aren't able to share freely. So a lot of times people will say, like, I showed up at this one house and the guy stepped out because he was going to drop some fish or something like that. And the lady, they're the head. This couple is the head of the marriage ministry at a big church. Mm-hmm. So she says, I know what we ought to talk about, but no need talking about that because that's been an issue for like 10 years. I said, well, what is it? She said, no need talking about that because it's always a fight. And I said, well, you know, I used to be worried about things working, but it seems to work every time. What is it? And she said, well, he's been working there in South Carolina. He's been working in North Carolina for 10 years. But every time it comes up, it's a fight. So when he comes in, I tell him, hey, you guys have to agree on one issue to settle. And I said, your wife mentioned something about you working in North Carolina. They agreed to play it and they resolved it right away. Right away. Right away. one card. So it just, my thought was, we think we know our spouse because we spend all this time with them. But the reality is, because they don't have why be angry, they aren't free to talk and share as if they were just having fun playing a game. They don't really know them like they think they do. So
yeah,
it just works, man. The lady actually, the lady that I, the couple that I saw the day before the Super Bowl, when we're doing our fourth issue, the lady kind of got frustrated. I mean, I know she was happy that they were resolving issues, but I think maybe she was like, well, maybe we didn't have to spend all this money if you guys had, if we were able to do this without him. But she was like, I don't understand why this is working now. And I've said this stuff 100 times. And I tried to tell her that, well, if you said it 100 times, you probably wasn't saying it calmly because you've said it 100 times already. And if you said it 100 times, he probably felt nagged because he'd heard it before. So he's throwing up walls. So he probably just wasn't really listening to you. And now while you guys are playing the game, he's actually listening. One of the things I hear most from ladies is, I feel heard. So the for the guys out there, if you can help your lady feel heard, you're probably going to get a lot more of what you want from her. Even though she said stuff to you 100 times or however many times, and you feel like you've heard her, maybe you haven't. So
there you go.
Sit down, even if you don't have the game now, and try to just play the game and write down everything before you say it. And that'll slow it down. And remember, the relationship has to win or you both lose.
That's a great point, Rod. I wrote that down, and that's going to be definitely in the title of this episode somewhere.
Good.
Because that's a key point, right? Your relationship is super important.
Right.
And the beautiful thing is when, as a couple, if you can work through these things that cause issues in your relationship, which will show up in other areas if you don't resolve these things, right? Your family's going to benefit.
Right.
Your kids are going to benefit. You personally are going to benefit from having a harmony in your home.
Right.
So what you're doing is you are helping us to combat that percentage of how many marriages end in divorce and separation, because we can't do this kind of conversation right and effectively. You are helping to change that number, Rod, with one couple at a time.
That's my goal, man. Change the world.
It's beautiful.
Change the world one couple at a time.
You're doing it.
Let me add, a lot of times when people are having discussions or arguments, they are trying to get their point across more than anything. They aren't trying to hear the other person. So, you know, it's me against you right now. And I'm trying to win. But when you sit down and play the game, you're on the same team and you're working together to resolve the issue. The issue is the problem, not your partner. So it's so much easier to resolve.
Smart. I love it. I love the idea, the concept of the game. I know there's a lot of people listening to this show, Rod, that would benefit from this game. So we'll have links in the show notes. We can go right to your YouTube channel. We can go right to your website, to the game, to the book.
Thank you.
Right on your phone as you're listening. You can go right to Rod's game and stop being angry.
Right.
You don't need to be. Right. And make sure you go and buy it. As well, if you're thinking, wow, I know the couple down the street who would love this game and it might help reduce some of the volume that I hear as a neighbor of them arguing. Maybe this might be a great little gift to kind of put in their mailbox, right? It's something great that we can do to help couples. So, Rod, thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming on Dad Space. And like I said, you're coming back to Living the Next Chapter to talk more about the book and how it relates to the game. And that's a different audience altogether, but we're looking forward to having you there as well. Again, thank you so much for being part of Dad Space. I'm so glad that you had time to do this.
I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Hey, wait.
Excellent.
Wait.
Yes.
Do we have another minute?
Come on.
Another issue. Actually, the very last issue that I didn't think a couple was going to be able to resolve just came to mind. I was in Philadelphia, and I went to sit on someone's podcast. And I had told him, hey, because he was skeptical. I said, hey, invite somebody on and I'll play the game right on your podcast. And that was a time where I'm like, I don't know if they're going to be able to resolve this one. Right. Which I haven't felt that way in a long time. But that issue was, should your mom live with us? So I was like, oh, man. So the guy, his mom came to visit and she ended up staying because she lost her home before. So she was, in his opinion, homeless. And I was like, oh, wow, how are they going to settle this? If the wife doesn't want the mom there, the guy has to choose between his wife and her mom.
Wow.
So I'm like, man. Anyway, they settled it, man. It just works every time. All you have to do is be able to communicate. You know, and this game provides a structure that allows people to communicate clearly and resolve disagreements quickly. So that just came to mind. I want to share that one.
So if you're listening to this at home going, I don't know if this is going to work for me, I want you to hurry, run now to the website, hit buy, and get this into your home right away so you can play this game at home and get some answers and get some solutions and grow your relationship.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great tool, Rod. And
thank you.
I know you probably have like 1,000 more stories you can share, but I think through the YouTube channel and all of the stuff we can access about the game, I think we're going to find the answers we're looking for our relationship. Yeah. So again, thank you for doing this.
And you know what? And people can have what we call Why Be Angry parties, where you get four or five couples together and all play the game at the same time, or you play it one after the other. Whenever I played it with like two or three couples and one at a time, all the other couples after one couple play, I mean, they'd be laughing at the one couple. And then you get to laugh at them when they play. Because it's just funny what people say when they play. And they're, but it's all good because they're resolving these personal disagreements. And people always learn from other people. But it's a good time. It's a good time. Why Be Angry Party.
I love it. Whybeangry.net.
Thank you, David.
Everyone, definitely go there and buy it and support an amazing person out there helping couples. So, Rod, again, thank you so much for doing
this. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Safe travel.
All right. Man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, I think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.